This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert.
It's time for our state news roundup with WPR's assistant news director. He joins us every week at this time.
Today, in the lead up to Election Day, we look at the results from the latest and last Marquette poll before the election. And some news also about the frac sand issues facing the state. Noah Ovshinsky joins us now. Hey, Noah, thanks for coming back.
It is very good to be here, and happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you as well. So the Marquette poll, the last one before the election, came out. What did it show us?
So this latest poll, the last one before the election, has Governor Walker up by 7 percentage points among likely voters. That's 50% compared to Mary Burke's 43%. That's outside the margin of error, and it also represents a change from the last poll in which she and Mary Burke were, you know, essentially neck and neck.
Now, we're looking here at likely voters. What about registered voters?
So, yeah, that's the other group that we pay attention to in these polls. And when you look at this group of voters, the poll had the two much closer. According to the poll, Governor Walker has a 1-point lead, 46% to 45% among registered voters.
Okay, break that down for us. What does it mean?
Experts will say that, you know, this doesn't mean people's opinions are, you know, necessarily changing, you know, in a week's period in any sort of dramatic way, at least, because as I just said, when you look at the registered voter numbers, you know, they haven't changed much. It's an indication, actually, that, you know, Republicans are probably much more likely to show up on Election Day. The Marquette poll identifies likely voters as those who say they will definitely vote. It doesn't count people who say, you know, they will probably vote. So when you look at the difference between likely voters and registered voters, you know, that tells you that there's definitely going to or likely going to be a difference in turnout, and that that may be a deciding factor.
And another thing we're looking at here and trying to factor in is independents. What do we know there?
Yeah. So Governor Walker had made gains in this group in the last few weeks. According to this latest poll, he leads Mary Burke 52% to 37%. That was just a few short weeks ago. They were tied. So Governor Walker has made really some pretty significant inroads with independent voters. And I would say that probably bodes well for him going into next week's election.
And as we look at what this could mean for the campaigns themselves, what's the takeaway here?
So obviously winning over those independents is going to be important, but probably more important is going to be turnout.
It's always turnout, isn't it? Is it ever not turnout?
Well, I mean, I guess at the end of the day, any election is really about, you know, how many people turns out for any particular voter. But I mean, in this election, it really does have to do with turnout, only because the dynamics between midterm elections and those elections that involve a presidential race vary so much when it comes to turnout.
And a midterm election, fewer people vote in midterm. So I guess turnout, we're doubling down on the turnout.
Typically fewer Democrats vote in midterm elections versus elections with presidential candidates in them.
And we'll get more to that coming up. But So in terms of this candidate now and these campaigns, what's going on there? What do they need to do?
So for Mary Burke, it means getting out as much as she can in front of her base, especially in Milwaukee. She needs as many people in Milwaukee, as many Democrats, to come out as possible to vote for her on Thursday. And if you need any evidence, all you have to do is look at all the big Democrats who have visited Milwaukee in the last few weeks. I mean, these are heavy hitters in the Democratic Party. We're talking about Michelle Obama, President Obama, and Bill Clinton. All three of them have come to Milwaukee in recent weeks to stump for her. And that entire, you know, strategy is geared towards getting as many people in Milwaukee, the city of Milwaukee, the county of Milwaukee, to come out next week.
Okay, so we have Mary Burke zooming in on Milwaukee for Governor Walker. What's ahead for him?
Yeah, for Governor Walker, these numbers mean that, you know, he needs to make sure that the ground game his ground game is in order. And he needs, obviously, his base in the suburbs of Milwaukee and points north to show up on November 4th. You know, as we said, you know, Walker already has an advantage going into this election when it comes to turnout. I think really for the Democrats, the pressure is on them to show up next week.
And in terms of this last week, and now it's not even a week, it's days that we're talking about here. What have these candidates been up to?
Oh, they've been traveling, doing a lot of traveling. And, you know, the Governor Walker spent a lot of time, you know, around Eau Claire and that area. And, you know, that is an area where I wouldn't necessarily say it's purple, but it's an area that there are both Democrats and Republicans in the Eau Claire area and Chippewa Valley. And so, you know, that's an area that I think is certainly important for both candidates. So they're spending a lot of time there. La Crosse, Susan Happ, the candidate for Attorney General, was up in Superior today. So she's looking to get some votes up in the Superior area in the Northwoods. And so they're all hitting up those places. Green Bay, another great example, Fox Valley. These are all areas that have large numbers of voters, and both candidates need to get as many of them as possible.
And another race we've been talking a lot about over these past weeks is the Attorney General's race. And one of the themes that keeps coming back is, do voters know who these candidates are, you know, enough to vote? And name recognition, face recognition, you know, stance on policies. Has that shifted? Do voters know who they are at this point?
You know, when you compare it to the governor's race, there are still a lot of people who don't know enough really about Brad Schimmel or Susan Happ to have an opinion, frankly. And that hasn't really changed dramatically over the last few weeks. According to the latest poll among likely voters, 14% are still undecided. As far as who's leading, according to the poll, Brad Schimmel leads HAP 43% to 39%. So, you know, if you factor in the margin of error, you know, the numbers still show it to be a very close race.
Okay, so when you factor in that these candidates may not have the best name recognition among voters, what does that mean come Election Day?
Yes. Well, if history is any indication, people, if they don't know a lot about a candidate, will vote according to party. And then again, not that I want to sound like a broken record, but I'm going to say it again, that means turnout is going to be key. Just like in the governor's race, turnout is going to be key for both Brad Schimmel and Susan Happ going into this election.
Okay, well, we'll be watching that one along with lots of other races. Today is, Noah, the last day of early voting. Do we know right now how many people have voted so far?
Right. So as of just around noon, about 240,300 absentee ballots have been cast in this election. If you break it down, if you want to get into the numbers even more, 173,000 of those were cast in a clerk's office, and just under 67,000 were sent in by mail. These are preliminary numbers, but they do give us a sense of what participation is looking like.
And historically speaking, how does that compare?
Those numbers, at least when you compare them to the 2012 recall election, the last election, those numbers exceed the recall election.
And has the Government Accountability Board said what they're expecting turnout to be? Can they project at this point?
Yes, the all-important turnout. According to the GAB, about 2.5 million people are expected to cast ballots. And that's about 56.5% of Wisconsin's 2014 voting age population. So again, you know, just over 50% are expected to vote.
And of course, the last elections we've been through here in Wisconsin have been the recall elections. How does this election season seem to be comparing to that?
Yeah. So the GAB says turnout will be similar to the 2012 recall election, which came in at 57.88%. You know, that is still less than what we would expect in a presidential year, what we talked about a few minutes ago. And in presidential years, turnout, you know, hovers somewhere around 70%. So turnout is looking to be, you know, similar to the recall election of 2012.
And a referendum we have on the ballot as well this year. Tell us about that.
Right. So this is another big issue, actually, that just people have been paying attention to. Candidates are not the only thing on the ballot. Voters statewide will be asked whether they want the Constitution to be amended in such a way that prevents money from being taken out of the transportation fund to pay for other things that are, you know, totally unrelated to infrastructure repair.
And Governor Walker, what does he say about that?
So he backs this amendment. And in fact, part of that is because he's criticized former Governor Doyle for using transportation funds, around $1 billion or so, to pay for schools and health care. And what Governor Walker and others, and certainly in the road building industry and other politicians would like to do is they'd like to insulate that fund, that transportation fund, and allow only the taxes that are raised, you know, from cars, planes, railroads. They only want that money to be spent on infrastructure.
And what about people who say, no, this should be used, you know, where it's needed? What do they say?
Right. So critics say governors, you know, like Governor Doyle, critics say governors should have the flexibility to be able to use that money for other purposes, you know, especially when there is an economic downturn. You know, that money shouldn't necessarily be sacred. It should be used where the legislature and the governor thinks it should be spent.
And as we wrap up, Noah, there's one last story we want to take a quick look at, a frac sand petition going on.
Yeah, so a group of Western Wisconsin residents and an environmental group submitted a petition to the Natural Resources Board this week, asking it to direct the DNR to study the frac sand industry.
And what has been the response from the board so far?
So the DNR board chairman, Preston Cole, actually has directed the DNR to review this citizen's petition and report back to the board with its recommendations.
And in terms of the residents, what are they hoping for exactly from the DNR?
They want the DNR to really do a comprehensive analysis of how this industry is affecting water, land, air, and just basically the quality of life for those residents who live near frac sand installations. You know, according to the group Midwest Environmental Advocates, who's basically behind this petition, you know, the DNR hasn't really taken a close enough look at this industry since it essentially, you know, blew up about 3-4 years ago.
And real quickly, what happens next?
The DNR comes back with its recommendations to the board. It's unclear when those recommendations will be made. The next board meeting is in December. It could happen then or next year.
Well, Noah, thanks a lot for stopping by. I appreciate your time.
It was good to be here. Thanks.
Noah Fshinsky is WPR's assistant news director. He joins us every week at this time to talk state news.
I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.